Speaker of the House, Bill Howell, says he and his fellow Republicans have had a great first half of the legislative session, accomplishing the vast majority of the goals they've outlined since late summer of last year.
A host of bills were introduced to accomplish a lot of those things, and they basically all passed, whether it be human trafficking, sexual abuse, domestic violence, things like that, that we passed, transportation reform, K through 12 SOL reform, ethics reform, mental health reform. We've had a very good, very significant list of accomplishments, I believe.
Democratic Senator Don McEachin of Henrico says the Senate Democrats, who took control of the chamber 2 weeks ago, finished strong.
Well, we certainly had a good day today in terms of the repeal of the ultrasound bill. We had a good day in terms of the minimum wage bill. We are doing just as we promised to do. We are trying to move forward an agenda that people are concerned about at their kitchen tables. And I think we've been successful in that so far.
Speaker Howell says he's optimistic that most of the House majority's priority legislation will be viewed favorably by the Senate.
I shouldn't think they'd have any problem with anything that we've done. The transportation initiatives are pretty common sense. I would think they'd go along with those. They're concerned about domestic violence, and we put about $18 million in the budget, additional money for that. Human trafficking, I'm sure those are issues that are on their radar screen. They may differ a little bit on the ethics reform or the mental health reform, but that's all part of the working through the system.
Both chambers took steps to adjust portions of Governor McDonnell's 2013 education reform agenda, which included delaying both the implementation of the A through F grading system for rating schools and the controversial Opportunity Educational Institution. The statewide school board with the power to take over schools that don't meet critical benchmarks for multiple years. McEachin says these were plans Democrats were overwhelmingly opposed to last year.
We're taking a different approach, trying to make sure the schools have the resources to help the children that are within their walls. Part of that effort is year-round schools. As you know, we put in budget amendments that amount to a total of $2.4 million to help schools, school divisions rather, that want to take particular schools to year-round status. From the JLOC report, we know that children from economically challenged backgrounds thrive in schools that are year-round. And of course, year-round is a misnomer. It's still 180 days, but there's less of a break in between classes, so that it's not like when you and I were in school, they would spend the first couple of weeks of September reminding us of what we learned in June.
Speaker Howell says he's very optimistic that meaningful reform will be achieved this session in mental health.
I don't think we're that far apart. They have a lot longer for the temporary detaining orders, the TDOs. Those are things we can work through. I know there's money in our budget, and I suspect they have money in their budget too, to do some of the additional things that need to be done, setting up these databases and things like that.
Speaker Howell says some of the larger issues will need to be resolved through the budget negotiations.
Well, you know, you have two elements of, for example, transportation or domestic violence, issues like that. And sometimes there'll be additional money that's needed to implement those plans, and we will have the money in our budget. Whether they have the exact amount in theirs, that's something we'll work through.
However, it's likely that most of these legislative accomplishments could be overshadowed by what direction the state ultimately takes when the dust settles from the upcoming fight over Medicaid expansion. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.